Dr. Sai, what you got for me this year?
You're rocking with the village. Let's get it.
We back, y'all. 2017. Welcome to the village. Welcome to the village. It's your man KJ. I'm in here, oh solo mio, and that is only because I cannot get my co-host, my brother Chance, on the Crowdcast link with me. So I'm pretty much in here by myself. We have a whole bunch of topics we're going to discuss. Chance is going to be jumping in and out as far as commenting. He'll be on the Crowdcast link. He'll also be on the Facebook Live link, possibly even the Welcome to the Village Facebook page link. So we'll be back and forth making comments, checking all the stuff. Thank you to everyone that has stopped by. Even if you already left, we thank you guys just for dropping in real quick. Yeah, so here we are. We're live. We're on Facebook Live. We're on Crowdcast. We're doing our thing. So the very first thing I want to talk about here, let's just go ahead and jump into this here. Now, many of you have already seen the severed, bloody head that Kathy Griffin has put up, and we've seen all the backlash, and we're gonna just go forward, right? Here's the thing. Me as a liberal, a moderate, whatever you want to call me, I'm definitely not a conservative. She was absolutely dead wrong, and she was stupid for that. She was absolutely stupid, right? There are some things that I have some conservative things. I also have some things that I feel it. I'm very liberal on. Number one, I'm very liberal on women's rights and their right to reproduction, their right to choose, things, stuff like that. I think I'm a little bit conservative fiscally. I'm conservative in that regard. So you'll get me on that one. Okay. With all that said, let's move on here. Now, what she did was downright stupid. Let's just be honest here. She was downright stupid, completely unnecessary, right? But this is what I want to throw at you guys, and I've put this up and discussed it several times on my own personal page and things like that. The fact of the matter is, nobody seems to remember the past. Nobody seems to remember the fact that Ted Nugent was like, oh, well, this is how I feel about President Obama, and he should rinse his mouth out with my shotgun and stuff like that. Those are actual threats. Those are threats of violence against the president, right? Yet, our current administration was not only okay with it, but invited that man to the White House. Now, if you think that that's okay, then so be it, right? You're fine. You're fine to believe whatever you feel, whether you're conservative, moderate, liberal, whatever. If you think it was dumb, cool. If you think it was whatever, right? But here's the ugly truth about all this, right? If you look at the context of what was done, what she done, was it stupid? Yes, it was. It was absolutely idiotic, right? But why is it one way for one party and another way for another party? I read a lot of conservative blogs, a lot of conservative media, listening, stuff like that. It still blows me away. that we can literally look at this situation and people, you know, I tend to lean more liberal, right? So people want to call me a snowflake. I'm good with that. I'm good with you referencing me as a snowflake, right? However, how can I be a snowflake and now I'm also a savage? I'm just degenerate and everything else. So for me, you kind of got to pick one, right? I'm tired of being both. If you don't agree with liberalism, fine. So be it. I'm okay with you not agreeing with liberalism, right? Because truth of the matter is, it's not for everybody. And it's okay. It's absolutely okay with me or anyone else for that matter. I don't know too many true liberals that are like, oh, well, you're a liberal. We can't be this, that, or the other. No. If that's how you feel, then that's how you feel. I am not going to argue with you about how you feel. But if you come to me and you ask me, this is why do you feel this way? And I tell you why I feel this way. You could either go with it. You can bash me for it. You can do whatever you want. It's not going to change how I feel. I'm absolutely confident in the way that I present myself, the way that I present my podcast, and the way that I present my brand. It's that simple for me. You don't have to like what I say. All I ask you to do is to listen to what I have to say. And it's that simple. Chance is in the chat, guys. He's saying the GOP are still being hypocrites about this. Yes, they are. Because like I said, if we did this one incident and literally there was so much news coverage about this thing, right? When I can pull up countless numbers of pictures or little figurines of President Obama being hung from a tree, President Obama being propped up on crosses, eating watermelon, set on fire, him being dressed up as a Kenyan, right? And it blew me away when we look at this and we simply say, oh, President Trump is saying, well, what about my son, Barron? What about this? What about that? No one gave a damn about Sasha Malia when they had to look at their old man on the damn, look at their dad burning on TV, or their father, one of the most intelligent men in the world, say to his daughters, hey, baby, it's okay. This is what it is, right? If that's your frame of mind, your thought process, then I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. You know, this whole thing of when Michelle Obama says, when they go low, we go high, I think I'm about over that. I really am. I think I'm about over this whole let's not stoop to their level. I think we're going to have to stoop to their level for them to fully understand that the truth of the matter is, if you meet eye for an eye sometimes, maybe sometimes people will understand you better. And that's just an ugly fact of reality. We are too much involved with trying to appease people, right? I'm not here to appease you. I'm not going to appease people anymore. If you don't like what is being said, quite simply put, you just hit the exit button and no love lost. It doesn't bother me one way or the other, right? But the simple fact is, what she did was wrong. But when you cannot go back in history and look and see the hypocrisy that is in this, there is too much hypocrisy that you, as a conservative, cannot see how wrong you absolutely were the way that President Obama was treated, right? I'll say it again. Snoop Dogg was wrong. It was stupid. It was wrong, right? Kathy Griffin, dead wrong, right? But at the same time, stop telling us, stop believing that this going high while they go low mentality is going to work. It's not going to work. It's just not. And I refuse to believe it at this point. Because to me at this point, if you can literally scrutinize this woman for what she did, yet you can't scrutinize your own people, then that's something that's wrong with you. There's something that is inherently wrong with what's going on with you. I'm not going to sit up here and bash you for being a conservative or being a liberal or being a moderate progressive. That's not what this is about. This is about what's right and what's wrong. Those of you who felt that it was okay because President Obama is a Kenyan Muslim who's destroying our country and you guys want to set his pictures on fire. So what? So what? Cool. But do not get mad at Kathy Griffin or Snoop Dogg for what they did. You can't get mad at that. You cannot get mad at people for feeling how they feel. If you're going to be one way with another, you have to be the same with the other side. 110%. Stop with the hypocrisy. If you can treat one way, treat everyone the same. You don't have to like any of this. You don't have to like 45. I don't like 45. I don't give a damn. I'll say it. I don't like the man. Right? We look at the aspect of what he's doing, and there are many people that disagree with what he's doing. The problem is it's the people within the party, his fellow constituents, the people that his senators, the ones that claim conservatism, right? If you look at me and you listen to what I say, you'll absolutely understand. I'm not against conservatives. And if it were to boil down to it, if Kasich versus Hillary Clinton, guess who I would have voted for? I'd have been voting Republican for sure. I'd have voted for Kasich. So please miss me with the, oh, you're just a stupid liberal. The hell with you. That's how much I'm going to tell you. I'm not a stupid liberal. I believe in women's rights. I believe women have the right to choose what they want to do. I believe that religion should not tell somebody that they can or cannot get married. That's why I'm a liberal. That's why. I don't give a damn about your religion. I don't give a damn about what you believe. If your faith tells another person how they have to live their life in the home of the free, right? If in this country, your religion says this person cannot get married. No, you absolutely do not have me. And that's why I'm a liberal. That's why I believe the things that I believe. Now, again, back to Kathy Griffin. Again, stupid move. Absolutely stupid move. But when you cannot see both sides of the coin, you cannot see the burning of our first black president, right? If you cannot understand why I'm angry and why I'm elevated about this, then please go ahead and just go ahead and tune right out. Because I have nothing else for you. I have nothing else to sit here and tell you about this incident. Because it is absolutely wrong across the board. Hypocrisy. That's all I got with this. For those of you that are actually watching on Facebook Live and you guys are watching on Crowdcast, I thank you guys. Again, this is something that I'm very passionate about. I really am. Because it angered me, not because of what she did. What she did, again, it was stupid. It was very stupid. Snoop was stupid for what he did. I don't give a damn. I'll say it. It was stupid. Right? But you fail to realize, you fail to remember everything that was done during the Obama administration. The watermelon, the hanging, the setting him on fire. I actually saw a picture, or a video rather, of President Obama being set on fire in front of a church. If that does not remind you of a KKK rally or anything else, I don't know what to tell you. White Christians, rural America, setting the black, a figurine of our first black president on fire. I don't understand how you cannot see the hypocrisy, the lynch mob mentality with all of this, right? But we're just supposed to, liberals, moderates, progressives, whatever the case may be, we're supposed to sit back and just accept the fact that you want us to say that this is not good. if this is not good, if what Kathy Griffin did is not good, the whole damn process is not good. Quite frankly, I don't give a damn what anyone has to say about that, right? It's miss me with the this is a different scenario. No, it's not. Whether she's holding a severed mannequin head that resembles Donald Trump covered in blood, or we're looking at what is potentially figurines of Obama hanging from trees, eating watermelon, being set on fire. But there was nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. But you're going to jump on this young woman and try and destroy her career because you can't see the hypocrisy in all of this. Miss me with that. That's all I'm going to say. Absolutely. Please miss me. Okay, folks. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and jump into the rest of the topics here. We are going to just keep moving along here. And I'm going to go ahead and pull up this email. I kind of got started because we're starting late today. So I didn't want to be too much longer. So here it is. Let's also talk about what's going on with this Covfefe. Let's talk about this here for a quick second. I did want to discuss that as well. How the hell are we letting this word dominate our news media right now? Covfefe. I saw people on major news networks debating on what the word, how he said it, right? Or the simple, I'm so baffled by all this. The fact that I have to actually discuss this, it's disgusting to me, right? So here's my thoughts on this. And I'll say it, and I'll continue to say it. Every time this man does something stupid, look for something behind the scenes. That's what you guys need to do. That's what you need to realize. You need to look and see what is going on behind the scenes, right? What else is he trying to work on? Everybody was so focused on the Covfefe. Or Covfefe, whatever the case may be, right? You're so focused on that. You're focused on a stupid word, on a tweet that he sent out at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning while he was probably taking a dump. Who cares? What is this man doing? We've been pulled out of the Paris Climate Agreement, right? But what you guys really don't recognize or realize is that I, from what I've read, from what I understand, this actually does not go into place until 2020. So potentially, I don't know, maybe we could stay in it if a fully functioning president is put into power. And I'll go ahead and say it. And you're right, chances are smokescreen. This is all simply a smokescreen. There's something else going on behind the scenes that we are not privy to. There's something going on. People need to understand that. It is not what he does on the surface. It's what's going on behind the scenes. That's why I encourage people to pay attention. When he says or does dumb stuff like this, do not pay attention to that. Look for the hard facts, the hard reality of what else is going on behind the scenes. And if you are willing to do that, then I commend you. I truly do. Because we're so focused on his tweets. His tweets have become a segment in major news with major news organizations. The President of the United States of America, his tweets get more attention than anything I've ever seen. And that's absolutely a fact, right? We know this for a fact that this man can tweet something and all of a sudden it's retweeted how many tens of thousands of times, right? There's no fact to even support probably about 99% of what he's saying. He's just saying it because he needs to deflect from what's actually going on with him. Just saying. For all of you that don't believe me, really go back and look at some of his stuff. I actually follow him on Twitter because it's entertaining. And I love to look at all the people that literally are like, oh, yep, he's right about that. What facts do you have? Where did you get this from? Who told you this? But we don't want to challenge this man. And when you do challenge him, all of a sudden you're an idiot, you're a liberal, you're this or that. And that's fine. I'll keep it 100 with you. I'll be all that and then some, right? I will be all that and I will let you know I don't care. I don't care. Right? Now, let's also jump into this whole Kushner and the backdoor deal, I'm gonna call it the bat phone. Let's just call it the bat phone. You know, it's, to me, it's a damned if you do, a damned if you don't situation, right? We know, because we know that Russia has interfered with our election process. This is not a secret anymore. I believe, what is it, the 17 major agencies that protect our country are like, yes, they did. But to the extent we don't fully know. We don't know everything, right? Thus the reason for the investigation. Thus the reason for Mueller, who has to come out of retirement, has to dust off his pants, come out of retirement, and lead a special investigation into this. What will this investigation reveal? I don't know. I don't know what this investigation is truly going to reveal. But I do know there needs to be an investigation. And for those of you that are saying it doesn't, please miss me. You guys did a however long search into Hillary Clinton's emails and Benghazi. That simply put was all you guys had. That was all you had. Right? Benghazi was a horrible situation. And I am so sorry to the men and women that lost their lives in this. But if you can use that chance of saying Putin admitted it, you know? And guys, there's a little bit of a delay as far as what I'm getting and what you guys are getting. So you guys are throwing up the comments. I'll go back and read as I can. And go from there. So what I was saying was, I feel like it was a horrible incident. It really was, right? We're looking at this, and we took all this, what we thought was knowledge, and we destroyed this potential woman's career, right? She could have been a really great president, in my opinion. And this is my opinion. You don't have to agree with me. That's fine, right? I'm okay with you not agreeing with me, right? But what I am not okay with is you're saying that this man, let's just go ahead and say it, don't have your kids watching. He can grab pussy. He can just talk about it, right? He can say all the things that he wants to say and you still vote for him. In your heart of hearts, deep down inside of you, you knew that was wrong. We both know that. We all know that. It was wrong. It was. And I understand why people dislike Hillary Clinton. She's not the most trustworthy. Hey, I get it. Hey, I do get it. I understand. and I'm sorry to interrupt this, guys. Looks like Facebook Live is kind of updating or something of that nature here. Sorry about that. The feed will catch up in a few moments here. But what I'm saying is, simply put, we judged everyone. We judged this woman off of what was said, right? If the negative impact that this is having on the world, when our allies are literally like, we can no longer depend on the U.S., that should be an indication. And for those of you that believe that we as a country can survive on our own. We don't need anybody help. You're dead wrong. There is a reason why we have these allies. They receive intelligence that we don't have. They're getting stuff that we don't have. When the laptops, for instance, that's not something that we were able to get. We got that from another one of our allies. That information, that should have never been public knowledge. That's my personal opinion. That's just how I feel. I don't think that should have been leaked to the public, because now our enemies know that we're looking out for laptops on airplanes and things like that, right? But here it is. We have a person that has, in a sense, alienated our allies. Our allies want nothing to do with us. Germany, Paris, all these different places are literally saying, we no longer want anything to do with the U.S. If that doesn't bother you, we've gone for years with having these allies. But for those of you that are disagreeing with Trump and saying, oh, it's okay, we'll be okay, when the next major attack happens on this country and the UK could have offered some info, Germany could have offered some info, Paris could have offered some info that could have protected us, right? My goodness, will you go back and rethink what you just said? Will you be able to, within yourself as a human being, not man nor woman, but as a human being, will you be able to go inside of you and say, you know what? Damn, maybe we were wrong about this. Maybe we actually do need help. This is how it's done. It's just what it is. So back to the topic at hand. I'm sorry. I kind of went on a little bit of a tirade there, a little bit of a rant. It's a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation in regards to what I want to call the bat phone. Kushner and everything he's trying to do, I am honestly, I don't know how to take this, you know, because we keep accusing all of these figureheads in the Trump administration of collusion and things like that. You know, let's wait for the investigation. Let's absolutely wait for the investigation. Let's wait and see what's going to happen, because we don't know what's going to happen with any of this. We don't know. It could be a pile of crap. We don't know, right? So for all of us that are literally jumping out and just saying he's guilty and this is that and the other, do I think he's personally, do I think the man is guilty of collusion? Yes, I do. I think the evidence is written on the wall. I think people just don't want to accept it, right? Russia interfered. I believe now President Trump knew about what was going on. I refuse to believe that he did not know. I refuse to believe that. But if you don't think he did, then hey, there's nothing I can do, nothing I can say for you. But I have what I believe. Now, facts are a different story. I'm willing to wait for the facts to truly dive into this. My personal feelings and what's written on paper is two different things. And that's what people need to realize. Facts and personal feelings, two different things. Don't bite what I'm saying as this is gospel. No, wait for the facts. Wait for the facts to come out about everything that he's trying, that's going on right now. All right. So, Village, we're about 30 minutes into the show. I don't plan on being too much longer. Well, I probably will. Because I have a lot to say, and I haven't been able to hop on the mics and stuff like that. And truth be told, I do got to kind of get a hold of Crowdcast and figure out what's going on with Crowdcast, because it sucks that I can't have my co-host and brother from another mother, Chance, in here with me doing it up. But just like I talk about the good, the bad, the ugly of Trump. Well, let's talk about a little bit of good, right? I work for the VA. I have no problem saying that. My opinions of this administration is no direct reflection or agreeance with who I work for. This is my public opinion, and it has nothing to do with my job. Okay, cool. Disclaimer there. You guys heard it about 31 minutes in. Let's move forward. One thing I will say about our current administration, he is definitely about the veterans. I will give that man that. Now, we're at a point where we have a new VA secretary, Secretary Shulkin. He came out at a press conference the other day. I believe there's roughly $1.7 billion that's going to go into the VA as far as getting vets help. Another thing that people don't realize is Secretary Shulkin also stated that even if you've received a dishonorable or other than honorable discharge and you suffer from PTSD, you're still going to get help. That's amazing for me. Even if you laced it up and you did something wrong, to me, you're still better than the people that never even considered lacing it up. And I'm not sitting here saying that you're a bad person because you didn't join the military. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that you attempted to lace it up and do it right. Now, if you got kicked out because of some drug issues or some alcohol issues or anything like that, right? Hey, you can go get help. Go get help. That's what I'm going to say about that. Now, President Trump has authorized a lot of money. $1.7 billion, I believe, is the total sum that will help veterans get the help that they need, right? So I am encouraging, if you guys know a veteran that has received an other than dishonorable discharge, yes, you're right, Chance. He does plan on taxing the VA benefits. But at this point, you got to give and take. It's a give and take at this point. I don't know how else to say it. It's a give and take. $1.7 billion to see that my brother that wore the uniform is getting help, it's worth it for me. If I can look, that's why I'm liberal. I guess that's why. I don't mind a little bit higher in taxes if the person next to me can get help, right? Because that same person that you're not helping is now the same person that's robbing and killing you in your home because he or she feels that there is nothing else for them to do. So if this works for veterans, if I got to pay if people's compensation or pension, whatever the case may be, is taxed, you know, it's like I said, it's give and take. I don't know what else to say about that. It's a give and take situation. You have to take it and go with it as it's being presented to us as a country, right? So, you know, with that, like I said, I will say the good with the bad. At this point, I will say if he's doing great, great. If he's not doing great, then I'm going to say it. There it is. All right. So let's go ahead and move on to kind of like some knee-jerk reaction, current event type stuff here. Now, we all heard about rompers and things of that nature. And I'm the king of making jokes and because I'm just funny. I'm not going to wear a romper. It's just not going to happen. No. It's not, no, not hell, no, not ever. It's not going to happen. So I think it's funny, right? I crack jokes. It's what I do. But there's a new thing on the horizon here. And I'm over here looking for the link now. I have it in my email and I didn't get a chance to pull it up. So you guys just kind of ride with me and listen to me babble as I kind of sort through my emails and things like that. And that's not the story that I need. That's a different one. Let's see here. Let's see. We're going to just keep on working, trying to find it. And Village, forgive me. I woke up a little bit nasal issue here. A little nasally today. No big deal. Let's see here. Boom, boom, boom. Here, let's see if this is it. No, that's a Village idiot. Got so much stuff that I send to myself every... Here it is. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to load this link up. Yeah, I'm going to load this up and we're going to go ahead and we're going to go ahead and discuss it. Now, at first, Village, I thought that this was actually a joke, right? So I'm going to go on over here to back to Crowdcast. That's the only place I can screen share. We're going to head over to Crowdcast and we're going to share. And let us sit here and do this. All right. So, lace shorts have arrived for men who want to wear them. At this point, I don't know what to really say about this stuff anymore. I saw what I believe it's called the mankini. I thought that was a joke, and I didn't put any thought into it. I just am confused by these. Lace shorts have arrived for men who want to wear them. Lace shorts for men. You know, at this point, it just seems like everything is just becoming gender neutral. And if that's what you want to do, then so be it. I'm okay, whatever at this point. It's not something that I'm going to wear ever, period. You know, just like I probably won't. This is a certainty. I will not wear a romper or a mankini. That's just who I am. But for those of you that want to wear these things, they are available for you. For the gentlemen of the Village that would like to wear lace shorts or mankinis or rompers, hey, knock yourself out. It's just not going to be worn by me. And I'm pretty sure Chance is not going to wear them either. Pretty sure Slink is not going to wear them. And that's about that. That's it. I don't... fault people for their fashion. It's just everything ain't for everybody. And that's what you need to realize. Everything is not for men to wear, in my opinion. It's just not. I'm not going to wear a mankini. I'm not going to wear a romper. I'm not wearing Spartan sandals. I'm damn sure not going to wear lace shorts. It's just how I personally feel. Now, if this is something that you want to dive into, hey, so be it, man. More power to you. I'm not going to talk bad about you, but I think that just needs to be discussed because this is here. This just leads to the belief that everything is becoming more gender neutral. We're taking steps where if men are comfortable with wearing clothes that are traditionally catered or designed for women, prison attire, right? Yeah, you're right, Chad. I heard you, brother. Not in this lifetime. But if men feel that this is something that they want to do, then so be it. You know, if this is something you believe is okay, then it's okay. Go with what you know. I'm not going, like I said, I'm not going to talk bad about you. Just because it's not for me doesn't mean it's not okay. And that's really what it boils down to. You know, you don't have to like it. You just have to look at it and say, it ain't for me. Inside your head, you could be thinking how stupid this person looks or anything else like that, right? You can think that. You have the right to think that. You have the right to keep it in your head. Do I think it's a dumb look for men? Yes. I'm going to verbalize it because I have this mic in front of me and I'm going to say it. However, comma, if men want to wear this, so be it. I'm just not. This man's not going to. And I'll leave it at that. All right, so let's head back over to, I'm going to go ahead and close that video out. And you guys got my beautiful face yet again. And you guys that are in the Facebook live chat, you guys see Chance throwing comments up. You guys can go ahead and you know, respond, correspond with him via chat if you guys want to talk about anything. So here we go here. We also got a few other things here that's going on in the village. Let's see here. We're going to go back one. I don't want to do that. I'm going to save that. Let's talk about this here. This is a current event. Let's talk about this here. It just popped up in my my news feed the other day. It's actually out of San Diego, so it really drew my attention. But let's go ahead and let's let me mute this mic and everything like that. And I will come back to this in a second. Let me screen share with you guys so you guys know, you guys can see what's going on. We're going to share screen here. Boom, share. Okay, I'm not sure what you guys are going to hear, but here, let's go ahead and play this. Let's see.
The San Diego Unified School District now facing legal action over its new campaign to help combat Islamophobia in schools.
Yeah, plans include ensuring Muslim holidays are marked on official school calendars, creating safe spaces for Muslim students, and adding additional lessons about Islam.
But what about students from other backgrounds? Jesse Weber is an attorney and the host for LawNews.com. He joins us now with whether there is indeed a case against the school district. Jesse, great to see you.
Good morning.
Great being here. This is amazing.
Is there a case here?
Not only is there a case, there's a very strong case. Listen, no one wants bullying of any religious group. But here's the problem. When you mix religion with public schools, which are government entities, you are effectively calling into question the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment, which says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. What does that mean for schools? They can't institute any program that endorses a religion or even appears to endorse a religion.
What about when we get off for Christmas? What about when we get off for Easter? What about when we get off for Jewish holidays?
Well, those are a little bit of a different situation here, because in this situation that we have with this school district, they're saying we're not endorsing Islam, but they're putting all the Muslim holidays on the calendar when there's no other religious holidays on the calendar.
That's right. And also, find me a school, a public school, that's teaching the Bible as opposed to, you know, the Quran. So is there, I mean, it's the double standard that's at play here. The Bible and Christianity was long ago stripped from our public schools, rightly or wrongly. But to insert Islam seems like they're gaming the field here.
Great point. Listen, there's a separation of church and state for a reason. And I want to touch upon what you said. You can teach about religion. You can teach about the historical, cultural significance of it. But you can't teach the practices of it. You can't celebrate it in schools. And this school district is in dangerous territory of doing an unconstitutional policy.
It's interesting. If the board were asked to vote on having more Christian or more Jewish holidays on the calendar, they would probably say absolutely not, because they're going away from that. But when it's a campaign to teach against Islamophobia, then they all voted unanimously. Yes, we'll do this. We'll support this, because that's the PC thing to do. But now parents are fighting back. They're saying we're tired of this.
Well,
it's not fair.
Right. They want to have a secular purpose, meaning we're trying to combat bullying. You know what would have been better?
That's
doing
right.
A comprehensive
right.
Anti-bullying campaign
right.
About religious tolerance.
Right.
Let's see what CARE says.
Yeah.
CARE says this, and that is the Council of
American Islamic Relations.
Thank you very much. I always just say CARE. The lawsuit seems to be an attempt to have the courts enforce growing Islamophobia in our state and nation, and to strip away much-needed protection for Muslim students who face...
Okay, so you guys got a quick 2 minutes of that, right? I'm going to go ahead and close the video, go back, you get to see my lovely face yet again. Click back over to the live stream. Here's the ugly part about this is in this day and age, and it's hard for me as a parent to swallow this to a degree. Here's why. We're looking at our current makeup of our country. We have Christian, we have people that follow the Islamic faith, the Jewish faith, things of that nature, right? We have all these important pieces in our country that make up our country. We have these important factors that feed in to our country and makes it what it is, right? But forcing things like this on public schools, you know, that's where it gets me. There has to be another way to do this. Because if you're going to tell public school systems that they have to have safe places for Muslim students, then there has to be safe places for Jewish students, safe places for Christian, safe places for kids that are atheists. There has to be safe places for everyone. You have to have the education in place for every religion. Every person needs to be included in all of this. And she was right. It is the PC thing to do right now as far as Muslim students and what's going on with them. But at the same time, they are going through some stuff, right? Laws are enacted to protect the minority. That's how it is. We're protecting the minority right now. Muslim students are the minority. That's just what it is. You don't have to agree. You don't have to like what I'm saying, but I'm simply saying, go and look at the facts. Go and look at this. Christianity as a whole is the dominant religion in the US of A. That's what it is. I'm okay with that. But I also celebrate other religions. I also celebrate the love for everybody else. That's who I am. That's how I live my life, right? You don't have to agree with every little thing, but you do have to protect the minority. But with that said, everyone still needs to be protected. There needs to be celebrations of all major holidays, everything, right? And that's what I'm going to say about that. So these parents that are fighting this and stuff like that, you know, I understand where you're coming from. I understand where you're coming from. So, and you're right, Chance. School is supposed to be a university safe place for all kids. And that's the thing. All kids, not just Muslim kids or Christian kids or black kids or white kids or Mexican kids or Ethiopian, whatever. It's a safe place for all kids, period. And so I'll leave it at that. And Village, forgive me. We have my dogs barking in the background. I have the window cracked because it's getting summertime in San Diego. So we're literally, you know, heating up over here. And so with that, Village, let's go ahead and let's rotate. Now, we've been on damn near an hour now, and I don't want to drag you guys too much longer. Let's see here. Let's just go ahead and jump into some Village Idiots. Let's go ahead and call it a show. All right. It's that Village Idiot time. Didn't get a chance to really maneuver my Village Idiots, but I had quite a few stories to tell, as far as, Village Idiots here. Got some stuff. Let's see. What is this one about? No, we'll talk about that next week. We'll talk about that one next week. Let's see what this is. We'll also talk about that one next week. There's a bunch of stuff here. Let's see here. Let's move that one around. You guys just stay with me for a few more moments here. We'll get all of my Village Idiots going. And we'll discuss them. We'll discuss that one next week as well. There's so many things that we're going to be discussing, but I got to get a hold of Crowdcast because I don't want Chance not being able to speak I need for you guys to hear him, because this is, you know, very intelligent man, and, you know, need him in the mics. That's simple. That's just what it is. So I'll save those for when we get him on next week, next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it's just crazy how I did not separate all of these village idiots and things like that. I just kind of jumped into the show and just got it started, because we started late today. You guys saw that. Let's see here. Boom, boom, boom. I gotta scroll down a little further. Didn't think I... Stay with me for a quick second here, Village. I'm over here looking hard. Lee Shores, Kofifi Podcast. I need to read this. All right, so here it is. First Village Idiot. All right, we're going to go ahead and jump into this. Let's go on ahead. Here we go. And let's go ahead and screen share so you guys can see what's going on. All right, we're going to screen share. All right. Yes, folks. Woman arrested for hitting boyfriend in face with ramen noodles. That's right. Ramen noodles, guys. That's what we do. That's what we do. We hit people with ramen noodles. All right. So all of you on Facebook Live, I'm going to be shifting back to Crowdcast because I can't control the feed or what you guys are viewing from Facebook Live. So if you guys are putting in comments and things of that nature, please go on ahead and Chance can see everything you guys are putting in, and you guys can talk with him, correspond with him, and then and go from there. So let's read a little bit of this here story. Let's read just a little bit. And here we go. A woman arrested for hitting boyfriend in the face with ramen noodles. Escambia County, Florida, stand up. Deputies arrested a woman accused of hitting her boyfriend in the face with a package of ramen noodles. It happened back in 2015, according to police report. But 29-year-old Channing Benson was arrested Wednesday, May 24th. The victim, Anthony Mobley, called the Escambia County Sheriff's Office deputies when his live-in girlfriend walked into his job at a local convenience store and began yelling at him to bring food home for her and the children. He told Benson that he'd be off in an hour and would bring him some food. However, that's when he said she became more irate and demanded that he give her a phone card. He said he refused to do so and asked her to leave three times because she was causing a scene. According to the police report, she suddenly picked up a package of dry ramen noodles and threw them, hitting him on the left side of his mouth, causing a small laceration. What in the hell is that package of oodles of noodles made of? That's something you got to think about. A responding deputy reports that he tried to find Benson at her home, but when he got there, he found a child that was left home alone. She is booked inside Escambia County Jail, charged with battery, child neglect, trespassing, fraud, resisting an officer, burglary, and other crimes. She was not granted bond. Yes, yes, Lord. That's what's hot in the streets. Like, if you're going to assault somebody, make sure you assault them not using anything that can be construed as a weapon here. You don't want to do that. You just don't want to. And leave it at that. Let's move on to the next village idiot here. I'm going to go ahead and close this particular story out. And we're going to close that one. And then we're going to go back over here. I believe I sent myself like three or four really, really good ones. Let's see here. Boom, 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 boom. Robbing me, Village, as I find these last few few. Rebel Circus, is this one? No. It's not it. Let's see here. Let us see here. Village, ride with me for a quick second here. Need to find at least one more. And I thought I had them. Well, not really thought I had them. I had them kind of lined up for the most part. So that's that. And it's a ton of emails that I have to go through to get that going, to get all this stuff going here. All right, so what I'm going to do instead here, and just thank you guys for riding with me. Show is almost done. We're going to do this Village Idiot, do some ending show notes, and that'll be that. Okay, let's go ahead and talk about this one. All right. Special kind of stupid going on here. All right. this next story here, when you don't want to pay your bar tab. When you don't want to pay the bar tab, right? This is what you should not do. This is what you should not do when wanting to not pay the bar tab. Okay, folks, go ahead and come on back over here. Let's see here. We are now, and it's screen sharing. And I have to go back to this particular thing. And I normally have Chance in here with me talking, entertaining you guys while I'm pulling this stuff up. This is why I need him. I need him. He's part of the village. Authorities halt search for unidentified man who jumped in Fox River after not paying his tab. It's what you don't do. Rescue workers from around the region spent much of Friday searching for searching the Fox River in Algonquin for a man who witnesses said jumped in the night before, but the day ended with more questions than answers. The Algonquin Police Department said several McHenry, Kane, and Lake County Fire Departments suspended an extensive search Friday evening for the unidentified man who witnesses said jumped into the Fox River late Thursday evening after failing to pay his tab at a nearby restaurant. Crews searched the area near the dam Thursday night in downtown Algonquin and returned to continue the search Friday until shortly before 6 p.m. The man had not been located as of Friday evening. After getting multiple leads about the identity of the man, one of the tips appeared to be valid and was being investigated, Algonquin Police Chief John Bucci said. At this time, we are not releasing anything further until the information is proven to be accurate, police said in a news release. The investigation is ongoing and will notify the public as soon as more information becomes available. And I will go ahead and close that one out. We're going to stop sharing here. Like I said, if you don't want to pay your tab, jumping into a river and potentially drowning is not the route that you want to go ever in life. You don't ever want to jump into the river and be like, you know what? I don't want to pay this this bar tab. So, you know, I'm pretty sure you could work something out. Maybe wash some dishes. I don't know. I don't think it's worth your life, potentially. Just saying. All right, so let's go ahead and let's hit this. What is probably going to be the last Village Idiot right here. Stay with me here, Village. All right, let's go here. Story out of the Daily Mail. Not sure what kind of drugs were involved with this one, but it appears to be some heavy drug use. And of course, they have video of this. All right, so let's go on ahead. I'm going to expand this video for you guys to see. Let's go on ahead and we're going to screen share this last Village Idiot, do some show wrap up, and then that'll be that. All right, so here we go. Let's see if we can get this thing to play. See if we can get this to play here, Village. May not be able to get it to play correctly. Sorry about that, Village. I'm not sure if this is going to play correctly. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and just cut this because it's not stop sharing. So basically, Village, the story, I'm going to close that. Digging is a little too much. Naked man climbs excavator on Florida highway and starts masturbating in front of laughing drivers. Yeah, it's got to be some really good stuff. Shocking video has emerged of a naked man masturbating while straddling the top of a construction digger's arm on a highway. The video, which appears to have been shot from a moving car on a Miami Beach highway on Sunday, shows the unnamed man stood at the top of a cat digger. As the car passes by the man, it becomes increasingly clear that he is naked and pleasuring himself. Yep. So, cocaine is a hell of a drug. The video, which was uploaded to LifeLeak, shows the car's occupants cheering as they realize what's happening. But those on the ground are likely less joyful about the situation. This includes a team of construction workers and Florida Highway Patrol officers. Exactly why the man is touching himself is unclear, but LifeLeak uploader suggested it might be due to a hell of a drug. A spokesperson for Miami Beach Police Department says they have no record of the incident. Florida Highway Patrol has been contacted for more information. So whatever drug he was on must have been absolutely amazing. Yeah, because if you can, number one, climb an excavator, and let's just say he was naked, and climbing up a super greasy ass caterpillar or whatever they're called, more power to him. But there it is, folks. You have our Village Idiots. You have our thoughts on Kathy Griffin, our current administration, veterans, everything like that. If you guys have anything you want to say to us directly, get a hold of Chance at Chance W. Brown on Twitter. He has some other things he's working on. We're going to keep working on the show, trying to get this figured out. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to contact Crowdcast, get this all straightened out. You can email us at welcometothevillage@gmail.com. You can also check us out at 619-202-1562. Leave a Google voicemail or shoot us a text message. You can also get a hold of me at EnlightenMyMind on Twitter or the Village Twitter handle at W2TheVillage. You can also check out our Facebook page, Welcome to the Village, on Facebook. Search it. Give us a thumbs up if you have not done so. It'd be greatly appreciated. And support's a two-way street. If you support me in the Village, I'll support you. There it is. Chance has a lot of things going on. No Jermon, no Slink today. Yeah, that's about it. So as the saying goes, Village, we love you. We thank you. God bless you. Please have a great day. Bye, everybody.